Hello.
Hi, sir. This is James. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today, we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. The survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Georgia?
Yes.
Thank you for that, sir. And perfect. Now, do you think yourself as a male, female, genderqueer, additional gender category?
Well, there ain't but two genders, and I'm a male.
Thank you, sir, for that. And what is the year of your birth?
65.
65. Thank you for that. Let me mark that down here as your answer. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you, sir. And what is your race? White, black, of black or African-American?
White.
White. Thank you, sir. Thank you for that. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below? No.
12th grade.
Oh, okay. Thank you for that. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all.
5?
Okay. Yeah. Let me mark that down here. Thank you for your answer. Now, thinking about the direction in which the country is ahead, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction is in which the country is ahead?
Very unsatisfied.
Very unsatisfied. Let me mark that down here. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable toward them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please let me know as well, okay? Let's go ahead and start. The first one will be Kamala Harris.
0.
0. The Republican Party.
They're the best.
They're the best. Would you say 10, 9, 8, 7, 6?
If 10 is the best, there are 20.
Okay. Thank you for that answer. Now, the Democrat Party?
They suck, more or less. 0.
0, okay. Joe Biden?
0.
J.D. Vance?
Well, I'm saying 10.
10. Thank you. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Five. I don't know nothing about it. Five, maybe.
Okay. Now, let's talk about Senator Raphael Warnock.
I don't know nothing about it.
You don't know nothing about it. Okay, not a problem at all. Let me mark that down in here. And last but not least, Donald Trump.
He's the best.
Let me mark that down in here as your answer. Thank you. And I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom you will vote? Democrat Kamala Harris? Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent or third-party candidate, you're on the side. Will you vote for other political offices but not president, or will you not vote at all in the upcoming elections?
There's only one choice, and that's Trump.
Thank you for that. Let me mark that down as your answer. Now, I also know that it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom you will vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democrat candidates, you're on the side, will you vote for other political offices but not for Congress, or will not vote at all for the upcoming elections?
Republican all the way, 100%.
Okay, thank you for that. Now, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Let me read it to you. Let's go ahead and start with the statement B, as in boy. Let me share the statement with you. My personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 election won't impact me that much. And statement A, that it will be, voting in the upcoming 2024 election is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that